I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Russian Foreign Minister lambasts the West, but barely mentions Ukraine in the UN speech. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
In his speech in New York, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov described the US and the West as self-interested defenders of a fading international order. Lavrov accused them of stoking conflict and dividing humanity into hostile blocs. He added, they're doing everything they can to prevent the formation of a genuine multipolar and just world order. However, the long-running foreign minister did not mention the ongoing Russian war in Ukraine. For a second year in a row, the General Assembly is taking place with no end to the war in sight. I'm Karen Chamas.
At the UN General Assembly meeting in New York, African leaders are relaying a unanimous message that their continent of more than 1.3 billion people is done being a, quote, victim of a post-World War order and must be recognized and partnered with as a global power in itself. Analysts say it is a sign that the continent is becoming more conscious of the impediments stifling its development. There's also a boldness that comes with the African Union's new seat at the G20, but domestic divisions and policy with national instead of regional focuses present challenges. Activists from community groups, far-left parties, and unions have held marches around France against racism and police brutality. The protests put authorities on edge at a time when French police are deployed en masse for a string of high-security events. Lingering anger over the killing by police of a 17-year-old in June was an impetus for Saturday's protests. They include a swath of groups with sweeping demands for social justice, some 30,000 police, and are working Saturday to keep order for a visit by Pope Francis to Marseille and at three Rugby World Cup matches. This is VOA News. With a government shutdown potentially looming next week, a group of Congress members remains at the Capitol this weekend seeking agreements on a group of spending bills. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
There are conservative holdouts refusing to pass spending bills that the House Speaker earlier negotiated with the White House. So now Indiana Republican Congresswoman Erin Houchin says they have to win approval where there's common ground, like defense and agriculture spending, to prevent a government shutdown.
This is a Republican perspective to stop gap and fund the government while we continue our work.
Her Louisiana colleague, Garrett Graves.
Trying to get this process on a path where we can truly reduce spending and address a lot of the fundamental problems that this administration is causing, particularly on the border, in areas like energy, inflation.
A government shutdown would take effect October 1st if the House and Senate are unable to reach agreement on a government funding plan. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Tens of thousands of Israelis protested against the far-right coalition's judicial overhaul plans in Tel Aviv on Saturday. Earlier this year, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's far-right coalition presented plans to strip the court of much of its powers, with a package of legislation triggering unprecedented weekly nationwide protests. Proponents say the judicial overhaul plans would restore balance to the branches of authority, but critics say it removes vital checks on government powers. Planet Earth is about to receive a special delivery, the largest sample yet, from an asteroid. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
A NASA spacecraft will fly by Earth on Sunday and drop off what is expected to be at least a cup full of rubble it grabbed from the asteroid Bennu, closing out a seven-year quest. The OSIRIS-REx spacecraft launched from Cape Canaveral in 2016 and reached asteroid Bennu in 2018. The sample capsule will parachute into the Utah desert as its mothership flies to another asteroid encounter. NASA recovery manager Mike Moreau says the drop-off, about a third of the way to the moon, is no small feat.
That's like kicking like a 120,000-yard field goal.
Scientists hope to uncover some of the solar system's secrets on the sample's vacuum from Bennu's surface. I'm Norman Hall.
The U.S. ambassador to Canada has said that information shared from members of an intelligence-sharing alliance was part of what Prime Minister Justin Trudeau used to make public allegations of the Indian government's possible involvement in the assassination of a Sikh Canadian. The U.S. envoy spoke to Canadian CTV News Network, but he did not give more details. A Canadian official told the Associated Press on Thursday that the allegation of India's involvement in the killing is based on surveillance of Indian diplomats in Canada, including intelligence provided by a major ally. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.